And now, a commentary from Chris Fitzsimon, the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
State law bans members of the General Assembly from raising money directly from lobbyists, which makes sense, banning people who are trying to directly influence lawmakers from writing them checks while asking for votes or legislative favors. Well, this week, a number of lobbyists are holding a fundraiser in Raleigh for Phil Berger Jr., who is running for Congress for the seat currently held by Representative Howard Coble from Greensboro, who is stepping down at the end of 2014. Former GOP chair and current lobbyist Tom Fetzer recently sent out a solicitation for the event, and the host committee includes a long list of lobbyists, Democrats and Republicans alike. It's probably a safe bet that the candidate's father will also be on hand for the festivities. That would be Senate President Pro Tem Phil Berger Sr., who will have a lot to say about the fate of the bills the lobbyists are working on this summer. The lobbyists must be opening their wallets for Phil Jr. only because they believe in him so strongly. Currying favor with his powerful father surely has nothing to do with it. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.